This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
What is up, guys? Welcome to the Working Class Bowhunter Podcast. We got to get the business done. The podcast is presented by Scent Crusher. ScentCrusher.com. You know the drill. The room clean, the Ozone Go Max, the gear bag, all the good stuff. Check them out, ScentCrusher.com. Also, Steve.
AJJ Sports. Dude, AJJ Sports, they changed the game, dude. Single pin sights, greatest thing ever happened in my life. And I live a pretty cool life, and single pins are the greatest thing to ever happen. But no, go ahead and check out everything that HHA has to offer. I promise you, 3D season, you're going to love that single pin site. HHASports.com. Check them out. Facebook, Instagram. Do they still have MySpace?
No, man, that's out.
Oh, okay. All right. Just Facebook, Instagram.
Don't forget about the Virtus Rest also.
The Virtus Rest is killer.
Yes. Eric, what kind of bow you shooting, man? Tell me about it a little bit.
I'm shooting an Elite Ritual. Yeah? WCB edition.
Yeah, real nice. No, it doesn't look like a new breed. Thanks for adding the comments in, though, on Facebook, everyone.
Sexy.
It's like, man, tribal tattoos were only cool in, like, the early 90s, so we're shooting Elite.
Thanks, Bill Goldberg.
Yeah, the 31 and the 35 now. The 35 is sick. We'll see if... we'll see. Steve, what would you rather shoot, the 31 or the 35? You're a short bow guy, usually.
Dude, I shot that 35 and I fell in love with it. So that ATA, I think I would shoot the 35 if I had a choice. But I love the bow that I got now.
But
so
you don't.
You're gonna be shooting 31.
Yeah, I'm cool, man.
You shoot which Elite me and Eric tell you to shoot.
Yeah, I did that. You know what?
You don't have an option.
That's fine with me.
Ooh,
I did have an option.
Man,
ooh,
the puns. You did have an option. The puns are endless.
This is so punny.
Ooh, God.
I gotta move around.
This is our first time back in the studio since ATA, like all of us here.
Yeah, it is. Wild.
And, we're getting adjusted. We redid a bunch of shit.
It's still weird I'm not on third shift anymore.
Yeah, dude, it's awesome. Yeah, you get to be here every time. Right. The podcast is also brought to you by Big Time, BigTime.com. Check out the app. They have all the Big Time partners. You can watch their shows. You can listen to our podcast there. Some of our video podcasts are there. Eric and Doug. Doug's not here, but you guys can use all the mineral and supplements and stuff like that. We can't in Illinois, which sucks. But we can use the Cherry Rush cover scent if we want.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Dude, that stuff is... If you guys don't shower the night before and for some reason you forget your Scent Crusher Ozone Go...
It doubles as a beard spray if you're Steve also.
Yeah, or a butt spray. Thanks, TJ.
Body spray.
Also, the podcast is brought to you by Victory Archery. We're all shooting the RIP TKO Gamer arrows and Hunter's Blend Coffee. Working Class is the code for 10% off Hunter's Blend Coffee. Check them out, huntersblendcoffee.com. And we have one more. The sponsor's more sponsoring the Johnsons, which are in here for this podcast. What sponsor would that be?
Well, in the biggest little town in Midwestern Illinois, Alexis, Illinois, you're going to find Jigs' Tavern right on Main Street. If you're passing by, feel free to stop in and grab you a cold one and a little Jack's Pizza action.
Dang, dude. Damn. Is that exclusive to Alexis, or?
It is. It's the one and only.
You know how great that is? That you can go get drunk with the Johnson Brothers and some dudes who build, like, fire trucks.
Hey, is awesome. Is it true that bar used to have a dirt floor?
Back in the day, yeah. A while ago. It's touched up in class a little bit, but somewhat modernized, up to code, if you will.
Except that the first time that me and Kurt went there, we saw a moped do a burnout in the middle of it.
Smoky burnout.
It is worth the drive to go to Little Lexus, Illinois.
Man, that sounds like my kind of place.
Have you not been there?
Never been there.
Oh, everybody's welcome.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, you don't get that small town judgment when you walk in.
No.
Just Curtis with all the tattoos.
Yeah, there's like, did you know you got holes in your ears? I'm like, no shit.
What? Shit, when them happen?
Well, we might as well tackle a veteran shout-out quickly, huh?
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
So we got Brian and Billy Johnson here. We're going to get to the actual podcast. We're doing the little pre-intro here, but we'll give them the official introduction here soon.
All right. I got the pleasure of doing the veteran podcast this evening for a good friend and brother of mine from Cameron, Illinois. Lives in Alexis, Illinois now. He was a United States Marine Corps, Ryan Condre, ranked Sergeant E5, did 4 years, 9 months active duty. Spent some time on the USS Enterprise CVN-65, based out of Norfolk, VA. Job title, he was a mechanic there, doing the F/A-18 fighter jets. Completed 2 deployments aboard the USS Enterprise, in support of Operation New Dawn and Operation Enduring Freedom. So big shout-out to Ryan Condre there at Alexis, Illinois. Thanks for your service, brother. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Ryan.
Ryan, we appreciate your service to this country. And don't forget, you got a veteran shout-out. Go to our website, workingclassbowhunter.com. Click the tab. Send us whatever information you got. It always helps if you have pronunciations.
Yes.
Just saying.
It does help.
All right. I think that's it. We can cut right into the intro here.
Let's get it.
I'm Chase Rolson with Rubline Marketing.
This is Jeff Lindsay.
This is Michael Pitt.
Hey, everybody, it's John Dudley from Knock On TV.
Hey, guys, this is Jared Scheffler from Whitetail Adrenaline.
Hi, I'm Taylor Drury from Drury Outdoors.
Hey, this is Nick Mutt from Bow Collector.
Hey, this is Melissa Buckman.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter Podcast.
Working Class Bow Hunter Podcast.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
Working Class Bow Hunter.
You're listening to the Working Class Bow Hunter. That's right, this is a podcast for Billy Joe Lunchbucket, the working man, just like me and you. My name's Travis T. Bone Turner from the Bone Collector. Thank you for tuning in.
Nobody pushes the envelope like Working Class Bow Hunter.
Hey, this is Jules McQueen, and you are listening to the Working Class Bowhunter Podcast.
It's really, really not that good.
Good.
Once upon a time in Alexis, Illinois, 1986. Twin redheaded boys were born. Brian Johnson first, then Billy. Bless their little non-existent souls. They learned to love the outdoors, grew up hunting and fishing, until one day, the Johnsons quit hunting. This is the story of how the Johnsons quit hunting.
Well, welcome, guys, to the podcast.
Glad to be on.
Oh, I need a beer for this one.
Good Lord. It is episode number 278 of the Working Class Bowhunter Podcast, a somber one, if you will. We learned that some guys quit hunting, Johnson Brothers. So we're going to do our best to be professional and get through this as best we can. And I may struggle a little bit, but this is...
I might just leave now.
I'm thinking about it. We are at 1600 Buckslayer Place. Lovely, beautiful Buckatorium. Sherrard, Illinois. I already messed it up. My heart goes out to everybody listening to this right now, especially some guys.
All right, I'm over what you're doing.
All right. Let's get back into it.
This podcast is a complete bullshitting type episode. We've been doing a bunch of serious ones. We have some serious stuff to talk about, but we're going to be bullshitting. We did all the most of our ATA episodes. We still got two more good ones coming. We figured we could throw this in there and kind of bring some lightness back into it. The Johnson twins are here. Welcome, guys.
Hey.
What's up?
Thanks for having us.
Bill, this is your first time being on.
Popping my cherry on
the end.
You know the best part is? When you were doing the intro, you're like, I don't know which one was born first. So you took a shot. It was a 50-50 shot.
Straight
that Billy
gamble,
was born
nailed
first.
It.
Nailed it. He looks over at Brian. He's like, I get it. He's like, yeah, yeah,
in my
it.
Phone, Brian's actually number one still. I just... If you're like, he's number one. That's Brian.
Man.
Always have been.
What'd you guys think of that little ditty I did?
That was very nice.
I liked it. I appreciate it.
I feel it set it off and maybe motivate you guys a little bit since you guys did quit hunting.
Yeah.
Tell us.
So let's talk about the story first.
Tell us about that.
So, Brian, you've said this is like your third time sitting in or something, third or fourth?
Yeah, at least my third or fourth podcast for sure.
You've been on, what ones were you on? You were on one that was like a real high download one.
NODR.
Oh, yeah, that was a fun one.
There's that one. Man, I was trying to look through today, and I couldn't remember what the other one was. But
yeah, you've been on a few. So we've always wanted to get Bill in here. And so a fun story. The Johnsons are like, I'll say this for you guys because it would be weird if you said it about yourselves. You guys are like super outgoing, lovable dudes. Me and Cameron used to work with these guys until they became too good for the blue collar and went white collar. Yeah.
Shirt tuckers.
So a bunch of fucking shirt tuckers.
Dude, they have to. I swear to God, these are the only two dudes in this room that actually own an iron and know how to use it. Look at that press shirt, dude. Do you get that shit dry clean?
Don't tell my wife. I swear this is right.
They both have gelled hair and shit. Yeah, shit's for the birds.
Look at that.
I just got mine done from John Brown's barbershop. You know what I'm saying, Curtis?
Love that place, man. I'm not mad at Colin, by the way. He thinks I'm mad at him because I didn't go in. It was right before ATA show. I had to get a haircut.
Dude, shit, I haven't been either, so he probably thinks we're both mad at him.
I got in a pinch. I had to get my haircut, and I get my haircut like once every 2 months. So,
dude, I'm letting my hair grow out so I can spike it up because I'm ready to move into the white collar world too. I'm tired of I'm a Johnson brother. I am tired of actually physically having to work.
Can we bleach blonde your hair like Eminem?
Yes.
Let's do your beard.
Frost tip that beard.
Skunk it.
Frost tip the beard.
Dude, we can put a couple racing stripes in that son of a bitch.
So yeah, this is a complete bullshit episode. We're here to have fun, but we got to talk about. Should we get the serious talk out of the way first?
Let's just get it over with.
Yeah.
All right. So, all right, let me. People are probably wondering first about like the how Brian quit hunting thing, or the Johnsons. So that's just a complete joke. And obviously the cover art is too. And I made sure the cover art was cool with you guys because I didn't want to like full blown embarrass you guys. You know,
hell are these
I feel like
dudes?
It really, really expands our personalities quite a bit, actually.
Yeah. So it kind of does. So we were doing like a live video or something, and Brian was on there kind of like giving a shit or something. And I was like, oh man, our buddy Brian Johnson's in here. He quit hunting though because he wasn't very good, and kind of went on.
I'm not very good.
And you said people were like messaging you, like, "Hey, dude, keep your head up,
it's
man.
It's okay, man. Just stay in the game. You'll
That's
get
hilarious."
So we got. I did that, and that's funny. So I just thought it'd be funny to title the episode that, and we're just gonna. Hopefully, we drink some beers here. We need to get to work, and it ends up being a wild episode.
So and if you're drinking with the Johnson brothers, you know it's Miller Lights.
But the thing is, like, you guys got nice bows, and that's why I kind of give you guys shit because you never go.
This year kind of sucked. I was working, and pretty much the end of October, beginning of November, I was down in Florida for work, which, I mean, it's not a bad problem to have, but,
during hunting season,
I wasn't in the tree stand at all. Hell, then I fell out of the tree stand.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to talk about.
That's funny, but...
No, it sucked.
It's funny now that you're alive.
It was horrible, yeah.
Dude, now that you're alive, it's funny.
Well, if he would have died, it wouldn't have been very funny.
Truth be told, he texted me during that. He's like, I just fell out of the tree stand.
During the fall?
Yeah, during the fall.
Right after the fall.
Mid-fall.
They got to get predictive texting.
He's like, hey,
he would have got that
I just
shit
fell out.
Out
of the tree stand, and we're on like a group text, and everyone's kind of like, Brian, we're hunting, no big deal. Yeah. Sure that you're okay, you're texting. Yeah, I was hunting off on a different property off by myself. And
so how did it feel to fall off a 12-foot ladder stand?
Oh, no, I wish it was 12-foot. It was like probably 17 to the base.
So Jesus. You called me that day.
Yeah.
And you're like, ah, oh, dude, I'm really sore.
It was horrible.
Like, what? I mean, we're joking about this now, but like, this is a serious situation.
I'm glad we can
like,
joke about it, but yeah, everyone else should learn from me.
Be smart, wear your horrible safety gear.
Yeah, let's tell the story, and then we'll talk about how dumb you are to just kind of shame you, because if I don't shame you, I'm going to get an email about not shaming you.
No, it was a stand that, I mean, it was a two-man stand. Me and my buddy Ailes, we'd hunted out of it. He shot his first doe out of it like two, 3 years ago.
With a bow?
No, shotgun season, Orange Army. And when this actually happened.
Fuck you, Ailes. What's a dirty season, too? We also work with Ailes. He sucks.
Yes. And I got a couple different stands. I hadn't been in this one a long time, obviously. Hadn't checked it either. Climbed up at 5 o'clock in the morning, pitch black. Noticed the strap wasn't quite tight, the middle strap. Of the middle of the ladder.
Oh, yeah. Like that holds the support.
That like pulls the ladder into the tree.
Right, yeah.
I'll check the little stiff arm there that holds the ladder steady.
And that was more of I noticed that one after I got up there and was thinking about it. Like I saw it, but didn't put two and two together at all. I just kept going. Got to the top, and that strap was not, it was like either squirrels or the tree grew, or it was like, it was done for.
Just not there.
It was just not there.
Like broken, or it was just.
It was broken, like the metal clevis that tightens the ratchet strap. The ratchet was just kind of hanging. I thought, all right, well, I got some rope in my bag. I'm going to tie this thing on.
Oh, God.
We'll be good.
Oh, God.
I wasn't up there for, I don't know, 30 seconds, and it shifted down like – it dropped like 6 inches and then stopped. And I was like, oh, shit. So I turn around, and, it's – I don't know. It was probably 20 degrees that day, so I'm all bundled up. I got my gloves and everything on. I try grabbing the tree thinking like, well, this is going to suck. There's not much I can do. And down it went, kind of – it's hard to explain how I landed because I half-assed know.
So did you feel it falling? Like, oh, fuck, I'm falling?
It was like a quick 6-inch drop, and then I kind of turned to grab the tree, and then it was just straight down, like free fall. And when I landed, I feel like maybe my feet hit the ground, and then my back hit the tree, and then I like rolled to the right over.
Oh, fuck, dude.
I couldn't see. Like my lamp flew off my head.
It's dark.
It was dark.
Yeah, it's still black.
And I can't breathe, so it's like, I mean, like, it sounded horrible.
Dude, you got lucky, man.
Very lucky, yeah. I caught my breath, like, a few minutes later, found my lamp kind of down a ravine, got the hat, grabbed all my stuff, and I'm like, well, shit. It's not even light yet, so I went and climbed up another ladder stand.
That's a trooper, dude.
I sent Curtis pictures. I had this buck under me, that little narrow basket. Well, it wasn't a basket rack. It was a nice-looking buck. But
you should have shot him, dude. I would have.
Had that, well, the double
one
patch.
Of mother's milks right there. With it.
You're always like, yeah, it's got double throat patch. I'm like, well, doesn't matter. I'm just going to European mount it anyways. I didn't end up shooting it. I had a doe that came out, too, but I don't know. I didn't take any shots that day. Then later that night, I went back out, and Billy texts me, and he's like, "Is your gun okay?" I didn't even check. I looked down at my gun, and the scope was – this was shotgun season, right? So the scope was actually bent up. So if I just – I don't know where the hell it would have went if I would have shot it. Everything was messed up. So I just went and sat out in the blind that afternoon for nothing. But
okay, let's have this talk right now, because if I don't have this talk with you on air, even though we already had this talk, I'm going to get emails about, you should have really ripped his ass so he knows to be safe next time.
I've been shopping. I'm looking for that best brand.
You need to – yeah, that's the thing. Send everyone email Brian and tell him he should buy – hey, look, I got one right here.
Everyone.
Email Billy, too. Just to get it.
Email Billy just to go.
I'm a ground-and-pound kind of guy.
I got a new safety harness right here because my other one was probably been expired for like 6 years or so. And then I got the harness or the saddle. And you don't need a harness. You have a saddle because you wear it. It is the saddle.
You know something that is nice that I tried. I hunted with a buddy late season, and they have one of those. And I've always wanted one, but I never got one. And I will be getting them. It's that what it's called. They're like that lifeline that comes all the way down with
you're attached all the way,
dude.
It's the retractable thing, right?
Yeah, it was.
No.
You just slide.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. It was retractable. It was like the
It was retractable.
Well, like if you fall, it slowly lowers you to the ground.
You know what I mean? It was like one of the, like, a seatbelt thing.
So, I'm talking about just a lifeline where you slide the Prusik knot or whatever up, and then that way if you fall, it gets tight.
And then you're stuck there, right?
Yeah, you're stuck. Yeah. Well, yeah, you as you climb, you slide it up, and then you get to the top, and you don't even unhook. And then you don't unhook until you're to the ground.
You could have done the same thing with this. I was there, and I tossed my strap on there, too. But, dude, that was something that you just feel a lot safer, like, climb up that ladder. Like, you know, you're used to, like, you want to haul ass because, you know, you're like me, dude. You wake up late. Dude, you're like, you got to get there as quick as you can. But it was awesome. You clip that shit in and just you climb up. And so in your situation, if you would have had that, dude, you'd have been perfectly safe.
Well, the thing is, dude, like, I started thinking more about it. I think all the time consciously about, like, now more than ever, tree stand safety. We not glug your beer when you're wearing a headset mic.
Yeah, I heard that too when I did that. My bad. Sorry, dude.
Like, me and my dad for years have, like, hung our hang on stands or lock on, if people call them that, whatever. I didn't realize people call them lock ons. I always call them hang ons. It was an old brand, lock on. But, like, way the fuck up there. And don't even hook in until you're there, and it's a shady transition from the top step to the hang-on, and if it's icy or wet, like, you just hold on, like, oh, yep, a little shady, but I'm going to, yeah, if I just step quick, I'll be fine.
Well, one hand on my bow, one hand on my
right.
stand.
That's what happened to Doug. He was,
yeah,
he had his harness on and everything, and he was
Doug
waiting.
Schmidt, Mustache Doug, we never talk about this.
No, he got, well, I mean, he can tell the story sometime.
But every time I bring it up, he's like, he acts weird, like he doesn't want to talk about it. I think he's kind of embarrassed by it.
I don't think he's embarrassed anymore, but he was literally climbing into his tree, and it was icy, and he was going to clip in, and he slipped, and there he went over 20 feet.
He broke his pelvis, didn't he?
Broke his back, two vertebrae in his back, and cracked his pelvis in two spots, I think. Don't quote me on that, but
I remember him telling stories, because it happened when he was in college, and he was in a wheelchair, and he said they'd roll him to the bar.
Yeah, it was New Year's Eve that he did it.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, because I got the call that night that he was down in Burlington, and he had to go to the hospital down there. And he was in a wheelchair, then he had to wear, like, this fucking back brace for I don't know how
Dude,
many months.
That's serious Damn. Shit, man.
Yeah.
He doesn't, like, walk funny or anything for, like, breaking his pelvis and his back. Like, he doesn't
no,
seem
but
like he's got
I mean,
problems.
Like, shed hunting stuff, when he walks a while, you can tell he's hurting.
Really?
Yeah.
Stiff, a little sore.
Yep.
Oh, damn, dude. You're probably going to have some soreness and shit for
a
while.
Yeah, anything ever happened to you? What? You were just
not really,
sore
I
shit?
Mean, just sore. Yeah, I mean, after a few weeks, it kind of went away. Not that it's always went away. Like, if I lift now, like I lifted last night, and I can, it's sore. It's
not like, what'd you lift? A piece of paper off your desk? Shirt tucker.
Paperweight, dude. Dude, Brian, you are fucking lucky.
Yeah, you are.
I know, that's not something I want to do again.
You know, one of the scariest things, did you go get checked out after that?
No.
Because, dude,
yeah, he went and got his
here's
physical.
Dude, I was, I fell off a flatbed semi once. I was unhooking a trailer, and I fell and I hit, like, it. Dude, it hurt like
I
shit,
I wish that
dude.
Was on video.
So, yeah. I fell, and, I, like, the thing I never thought about, too, and, like, what could have fucked me up, like, yeah, I hit hard as shit, like, on some gravel, but, like, the internal bleeding that could have happened.
Yeah, I think.
Like, I'm kind of pissed off that you didn't go to the hospital, dude.
Because,
yeah, you could have, like, ruptured
something.
Did
you go to the hospital?
No, because I was switching jobs. And I didn't have any health insurance. But I know you did because, you know, you're a white-collar guy. You got hella good
True.
Insurance. But, yeah, dude, that's
hella good.
I'm
I
glad
just
you're here.
It off, but
okay, let me.
I'm glad you're here, but
let's close this story.
Another good tip, real quick, is you know if you're gonna leave your stands out all year, go and loosen them straps up a little
that
bit.
That is a good
yeah,
point.
True.
That tree's gonna fucking grow all summer, so loosen them up just a little bit so the hang on still stays there. It'll be golden.
It's a good point. It's a good thing I never do that too. So I don't.
Chris just pulls all his fucking stands down.
I don't pull all of them, but
that's a good tip, Eric. Thank you for that, because I should be responsible and do that, but I'm just
I don't do it with all of them. You know, I should, but
you check them though for your climb,
oh, yeah,
man. I try
yeah,
to
for sure.
But no, that's scary shit, man. Like people die every year from that or get fucked up from falling. And
oh yeah,
it's just scary, man. We need to start. We need to really harp on it more.
Yeah,
start thinking about it. You never think it happened to you. Look at me. And
well,
then
on the aspect too, like say. Say you go down the timber and you don't drop yourself on, say it's in your pocket and you can get to it.
Right.
Who are you going to call? You know, if your buddy's not around, you're going to call the fire department? Well, they're going to be like, well, where's your tree stand at?
Right. What do you call your
be
wife?
Like, oh, it's down this road, down the behind. You got to go.
Yeah.
200 feet up in the air and then take a
yeah,
hard
you,
200
you don't want to tell anybody your hunting
and
spot
you guys
either.
And you guys are on the fire department, so
yeah.
Like you can imagine what that call would be like if someone fell's like, dude, I need you to fucking come get me. Well, like,
I mean, you were in camo. I mean,
right.
You're gonna hear you're probably yelling, possibly
if you can,
you pass out. You know, you pass out. You're.
I had my phone ready and I had it like ready, and I think I may have had 911 dialed. I was just waiting to catch my breath. I was
to see how bad you hurt.
Yeah, it took about, it was probably 30 seconds, then I finally caught my wind, and then I was like, okay. Then I stood up, and I checked my arms and legs, and I'm like, all right, still got them.
Yeah, they're gonna fall off.
Where's that thing light at?
The thing is, like, a fall from that, it's kind of like a, I don't know, dude. I just think about the hang-ons. Like, if I fall out of some of my hang-ons,
man, I think a hang-on would have been way worse than that. The ladder kind of folded out. So, like, picture the ladder you climb up, kick it, like, buckling out, and then the seat
kind of
just
slid,
going straight down.
It kind of rode down the tree.
I landed at the bottom of the tree, so I think that saved me a little bit because I kind of, you know,
slowed it down a little
right,
bit.
Yeah.
If it would have fallen forward or something, I mean, that's like a catapult. Right?
Yeah, dude.
Like,
yeah,
I just kind of fell straight down.
You're so agile, you would have jumped and grabbed a limb. And
yeah. Well, think about this is like sometimes hang-ons, guys saw limbs. And I don't, they're never solid straight. What if you fall on a cut
impale
tree?
Yourself.
Impale yourself. Dude, game over, man.
Yeah.
Dude, some of my stands I think about, I'm like, dude, if I fell, like if I'm not hooked in right now, I'm dead. You're dead. That's it.
For sure.
It's scary, man. Like some of my stands, and I'm like, I'll hang them on hillsides. Oh, if I fall this way, it's almost 50 foot. By the time I get done falling, like,
that even
I feel like your stands aren't going to be an if, it'll be more of a win.
Fuck you, man. Well, I'm doing what I can to be safe, especially with a baby on the way. And I just, people depend on me more now ever than they ever have in my life before. If I would have fell out of a tree 3 years ago, I'm just some kid who fell out of a tree stand and fucking
He didn't even have hand tattoos then.
No. Yeah. Nobody.
Now I'm real worthless. Real worthless and responsible. Well, let's move on. Let's get a little lighter with this, shall we? Well, I'm glad you're alive, Brian.
Me too. I'm glad I'm here.
Glad you got all your limbs.
Did you listen to Travis Tritt, It's a Great Day to Be Alive, right after that? What's the first song you listened to after you didn't die?
That's your theme song.
I don't remember. It's not like, I don't remember that. He stood up just fist pumping.
Yeah, it's a great day to be alive.
Got rice cooking
when I close my eyes.
Dude, who cooks rice in a microwave? What kind of psycho has a mullet and cooks rice in a... Right, never mind. I don't want to go into that.
No.
Billy, how many times did you get into a tree stand?
This last year, only three, actually. I'm more of a ground and pound guy. I like my blind.
That's the next shirt. Big round Billy and a ground and pound.
Yeah, set me up with my blind, and we'll do a little brushing in. Just toss it up and go.
It's an effective method.
We'll do a little
brushing
in.
That's crazy. Off the top of your head, you know how many times you set a stand?
Oh yeah,
I couldn't tell you right now how many times I
sat
on stage.
Dude, every time I went
season.
Hunting,
yeah,
except for like one.
Like you said, when the Johnsons quit hunting, so I've been down on hunting for a while.
We're gonna change that.
Yes, definitely change. I got a 1 year old boy coming this weekend. He's gonna be one, so
he's already here.
Yeah,
he's coming. He's coming.
But
he's on order.
He'll be turning one on the 13th.
He's one of those weird parents that as soon as a baby's born, they're already 1 year old. It's gonna be nice when they're in college. Like early, you're 20, but. My God, yeah, you're good.
Oh, my there God. It is.
You're out.
There it is.
You're out.
Get out.
I just want to do one.
Steve, go in the closet.
I don't want to. This cord won't reach.
So you got to start hunting. That way you can actually teach the kids some skills. Otherwise, Uncle Kurt's going to have to come in and
exactly. Well, and I mean, there is that it's a property in Lexus with your name on it. So
I know we got to talk about that.
Potential neighbors. Buckatorium could be moving. I'm just saying.
It could be. It could be in Lexus.
How far is that from here?
It's not like an
far.
Hour, dude.
Is it really?
It's not even an hour. No, it's 25 like 30 minutes. 30 minutes tops.
Ugh. I drove there on the Ranger in a half hour.
Yeah, you did.
I did, but I was racing the clock on a gravel road.
It'd be like an hour 15 for me.
It'd be a jaunt. It'd be a jaunt. But, yeah, I mean, you guys got nice bows. Can we talk about the bows, or are we just going to?
Yeah, what kind of bows you guys shoot?
Crossbows.
I'm rocking the Elite Option 6.
Yeah.
Ooh, there we go.
I've got an old used Hoyt.
Yeah, just some old Hoyt, huh? Who had it before you?
This guy, he put some sweet grips on it. They got this working class boner grips on it. So it was still expensive. Like, he didn't hook me up with a friend discount or anything.
What an asshole.
But, you know, Billy does this blind hunting, and we got to talk about it because he's got a nice, Elite bow?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I'm not so sure he doesn't have a crossbow hidden under his bed.
What?
I don't even know.
What?
What a low blow in front of the guys.
In front of the guys.
In front of the guys.
I mean,
in front
like,
of the fellas.
A crossbow.
I was,
Bill.
Did I just call that? Way. Did I call
it? Yeah, you
crossbow?
Called it.
You did call it. And he was trying to pull it out, but.
You look like you don't a crossbow, Bill.
With that shirt on, you definitely
yeah,
own a crossbow.
Yeah, that's probably what he hunts in, too.
Bill, would you fall out of a tree stand? You don't need a crossbow.
Oh, fuck. You know what? They're going to start their own podcast called the White Collar Bow Hunting Podcast.
The White Collar Crossbow Hunter.
They sure talk air conditioned hats and stuff.
They show up in their fucking Lincoln pickup trucks when they use to make those.
I did come across a nice little, it's a cheap little recurve just because I kind of wanted to see what they're all about. And I've got some young kids in Alexis that really want to get into hunting, but they're just, like, they can't pull back a bow.
Right.
Like, strong enough to kill, you know, and we don't want to go out there and smack a doe in the leg. And
you know, you can always start them, though, like, get them hunting however you can. I'm an advocate for that. But, like, what I did with some of my nephews is got them, like, the cheaper bows to get them interested in archery. It sucks, too. I just got my nephew Wesley a bow for his birthday is late December, and it's been colder and shit. So, and he wants to go out and shoot it, but I'm like, I don't want to take him out in, like, full gloves and jacket. He's right, not going to have a good time. Like, so I'm just counting on some nice days to get him out and shoot low poundage bows. Just get him the interest in archery first, and that just will wire him the correct way.
Definitely. Yep. And that's what, I mean, my goal is to use this crossbow just for the kids to kind of try and get excited about it.
I like
it
how you're using the kids as your fall.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Solid move.
What kind of crossbow did you get?
Real cheap Carbon Express, just a little recurve.
Does your wife know about it?
She does now.
She will.
She will. She'll listen to this.
Yeah, she'll never listen to this. I'm just kidding. It's Brian's. I'm just holding it.
No. The thing is, man, you got that nice Elite, man.
No, and I plan to shoot it, too. But I just got that. I wanted to keep that around, you know, like I said, for the little guys that want to go hunting and stuff.
It'd be good for like when Mav gets old enough. But the thing is, you're going to get another one by the time Mav's old enough to go out hunting.
No. Another three or four more bows before then.
12 years? You're going to have that same crossbow. He's going to laugh at you. He's like, Dad, I don't want to shoot this old dusty thing. I've had that since I was born.
By that time, it'll probably be like all air bows anyway. Seriously.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Rifle
here we
season.
Go.
Damn. Be rifle season in Illinois. We'll never see the Johnsons again.
Goddamn, year-round rifle season the way this shit's going.
You guys will be shooting at deer on a deer drive, running full blast
out
of 500
Lincoln
yards.
Pickups.
Yeah. Well, they drive their golf carts to the bar. Driving through people's backyards. Dude, do you know this guy? No.
But that's got to be exciting. Like, Mav's going to hopefully be a hunter.
It is. I mean, my brother-in-law bought him this little deer that stands about, like, 2 foot tall. So in his bedroom, like, most kids have, like, a teddy bear, a big bear, something. He's got a little white-tailed deer that he'll go up and pet it and kiss its nose goodnight.
Like
and,
a stuffed one?
Yeah.
It's going to turn him into an anti-hunter.
Yeah, that's not that's weird.
That's
dude.
Not what we're going for.
Dude, he's already kissing that deer goodnight. Unless he's just starting to be like, I can't wait.
You
got to
get him a little Nerf
deer.
Gun so he can teach start shooting it.
They've got those little blind kits. So I'm going to teach him how to ground pound, you know. We're gonna
get
him
pound
of ground. We're just gonna get him a little blind to set up in the living room and set up his deer, and
that's gonna be exciting.
It's my fun.
My daughter is due in a couple months here, so I gotta.
That's Maverick's future wife.
I love Bill. my diaper party was last weekend, and Bill sent me a pack of like wet wipes or like water wipes, whatever. And in the note on Amazon, it said we had to buy these for Maverick's future wife. Love Bill and Kate.
Hey,
fucking dick.
Well, Kurt, because you've already got suitors for your daughter. Because it's either going to be you or Big Mike's little one.
No, we're judging who she can date off plat maps. Daddy's got a hunt.
That's not a bad move. See, you're using your kids to ground and pound. Kurt's using it to gain land. I fully support both, by the way. I think you should use your children to their full potential.
You want Dad to pay for your wedding. Your future husband better have 300 acres in his family.
Hey, what would you? All hardwoods,
dude. Hey. I'll pay 20 grand for 300 acres.
Dude, what would you do if, like, you know, your daughter meets a farmer, and all of a sudden you go shake the farmer's hand, and you look at his tractors, and they're all red? What would you do?
I don't give a fuck where it's a 300 acres.
Point me to the timber.
Yeah. Timber, man. I just work at John Deere. I don't fucking high-five anybody else for buying the product.
He doesn't drink the Kool-Aid yet.
Yeah, dude. I can't afford the product. I can't blame another guy for buying a red combine. I'm like, dude, I don't give a fuck as long as I'm getting a little bit of that that paper there from through the daughter. Where's your property?
That's hilarious.
I don't care about the tillable.
Where's your property?
I don't care about the tillable. Just show me the timber.
Let's be real here.
Oh, man. So, yeah, so your son's already got a future date set up for...
Yeah, well, that's going to happen for sure.
She's not into redheads, man.
Curtis doesn't hate me yet.
Is he redheaded?
Like a strawberry blonde.
Oh, yeah, blonde. Dude,
you can't church it up, man.
You better buy some acreage here.
Hey, yeah. Does Mav have freckles and stuff?
No freckles. No, man, freckles.
Dude, a good strawberry. Thing, huh?
he didn't get like the Johnson like ginger vibe going.
You but guys aren't really that ginger,
just
though.
Just a red
like,
beard, though.
Just a red beard.
Full red beard. I mean,
yeah, you guys are pretty red bearded.
Well, you got a red beard and a goatee thing going on with the little chin straps, whatever you got going on.
See, yeah.
Manicured.
At least they're not graying up, Steve.
Dude, I took my hat off today. I was sending a Snapchat to some girl, and
what was his name?
I looked at how much gray hair I had. I was like, dude, this is not good because I might have to do Rogaine.
Do we want to talk about your Bumble and Tinder game from? So I had my diaper party last weekend.
Oh, dude!
And
Kurt handle. So Kurt is my. If you guys don't know this, Kurt, we have made it. We're big time now. So my dating app manager is Kurt now because my God, this guy's got the magic touch.
Do you still have the picture of me as your profile picture?
Yeah, I do. I switched it to the Johnson brothers, and, dude, I've gotten a lot of weird requests. Talk about it, dude. Kurt, tell me what did you do?
Work my Bumble magic, and it's just – I just got good taste for my clients.
I went from
– my clients.
I went from, like, zero matches, and we're going on, like, droughts. And now I've got I'm talking to, and I'm not making this up, 6 different women.
That's because none of them listen to the podcast.
And they're all liberals, dude. Like, Steve has, like, you have a weird attracted to liberals, or they are attracted to
you. I can see
you.
That.
Because, dude, it's like they
because most of them are worthless. They got nothing to live for.
Come on, man. Such a good, hardworking women.
No, they're not.
These are good collecting that government check women. Living women. Dude,
living women.
Seriously, so Kurt was like, dude, we're at the diaper party. He's just swiping, and I was starting to get mad. I'm like looking at it, and I sent him a screenshot the next day. I'm like, dude, I just keep getting matches rolling.
You know what I said? Some of them that respond, I'm like, hey, let me handle like the initiation. That way I can just get you in where you can just act like an idiot. She's like, oh, hey, what's going on? I'm like, oh, not much. Just at my homie's diaper party. Super boring. Like,
I'm telling you guys.
Wait, so like normal shit you should say?
Well, yeah, but Steve is right. Dude, I watched Steve respond to some of them, and it's like, what's up, baby? I'm like, nope. You can't say that shit.
No. So you're already out. And so listen, so we're going to be at a bunch of deer classics. Iowa, Wisconsin, Ohio coming up in March.
Don't pimp yourself out to the deer
classics. I'm pimping you out, my dude. So, I didn't say it. Third, so basically,
every mic in here by doing that.
Third time
if
you're gone.
If you come to the booth, right, where we're going to be at, come see us and have Kurt swipe through your Tinder and Bumble, and he'll get matches for you. It works, believe me.
I think there was one point where me and Kurt were having a conversation for like 4 minutes, and he was just looking at me, just swiping left.
Or whatever good
left
is.
Left, right, yeah, whatever right. It is.
Dude, I watch it, and like, so we're here with another buddy of ours, Tyler, and he's watching. I'm looking at Kurt, I'm like, no, Kurt, I think I might like that one. And I was like, I stepped back, I let him handle his business, and I watched the yeses and nos, and I was like, man, Kurt is really looking out for my best interest.
I know how to read people, man.
It's great.
I know how to read people. Back on to our podcast. Billy, you having fun?
I am.
This is a complete bullshitting episode. We don't got to talk, hunt. We can have fun. I'm glad you were able to make it. I'm glad your wife let you out of Alexis.
And she always does. She loves it when I come over here.
Yeah, that's probably her favorite, huh? Yeah. Does she think we're up to no good all the time or what?
Maybe that's my reputation. I don't know, but yeah, I think so. Yeah.
It's probably you, man. For sure.
It might be.
It's probably
I'm a saint.
So we need to like touch on this. Like, so the backstory on the Johnsons, I did not know you guys until I started working at Deere.
Yep.
And in our shop, you guys were Mr. and Mr. Popular.
Oh, stop it.
Everybody knows that we're recording this podcast, and this probably will get sent out in some work emails tomorrow morning, which might not be good for all of us.
Yeah, fuck it, whatever.
Probably less good for me than you guys, because you guys are out of the shop now.
Yeah, they split. Dude, I remember the first time I heard about you guys was from our buddy Tyler, and he was like, oh, dude, because you guys would always talk about the Johnson brothers. Like, who are they? Are they good dudes?
He's like, oh, the gayest redhead twins you ever seen.
But he's like, wait till you meet the Johnson brothers. And shit, which one of them officiated your wedding, Kurt? I was a little drunk that day.
Me and Brian.
No, you just can't tell them apart, so you had to get a reminder on who was who. That's what that was.
I seriously can never tell you two apart. Like, yeah,
you guys wear fucking name tags?
Actually, Steve's almost 100% wrong every time. Seriously.
He'll
be looking at me and call me Brian every time, and then he'll turn to Brian and be like, yeah, that's right, Billy.
He doesn't even know there's a Billy. He just knows there's a Brian.
Actually, it's always Brian.
Just two Brians.
So my joke is always like, I try to tell myself, I was like, all right, it's Billy with the beard and bearded Brian. I'm like, that's the way I'll tell them apart, and it's failed every single time.
It makes no sense.
I have no idea why. Why? That's good logic, isn't it?
No.
It's the same thing. You just said the same thing twice, just different name.
No, but it's Brian with a beard and bearded Billy.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
I've never had an issue telling you guys apart, but it might just be, I don't know. Yeah. I started talking to you before I started talking to Bill.
Yeah, me, we hung out at a couple field sites.
Yeah, that's probably what made the difference. If I would have known you, met you guys the same time, I don't think I ever would have, be able to, I think it would be harder.
For sure.
You know?
Possibly.
All right, boys, let's talk, so.
Next question.
Bill's going to kill a deer this year with his bow.
Absolutely.
Not your crossbow.
Nope, that's for the kids. Remember, that's for the kids.
Shit's for
the children.
Nope, we're going to let the elite eat this year. And I talked to Crystal about getting some veins redone. We can do some fletchings for me.
We can do that.
Lit up. I'm excited about it. It's going to be a good year.
You got to go, though.
The kicker?
We're talking to Steve right now.
A brand new baby boy.
Less successful.
When you have the kids, it kind of slows you down. Curtis, you're probably not going to be affected by that much.
Why is that?
We'll see.
Why?
I'm just kidding. You probably will be.
Wife's a saint.
Yeah. She's a sweetheart. Sam's going to be like, Curtis, you just go hunting whenever you want. Don't worry about me and the kid.
I've been up all night. I'm not tired. Go ahead.
Yeah.
That's a go-ahead, dude. It's like, hey, they're working.
#blessed. Brian, you killed a nice buck last year.
Yeah, it was Orange Army. I know you hate that, but
I don't hate it. I just give you shit about it because you have a perfectly good bow.
We got our buddies that we all hunt with shotgun season. I get out with my bow as much as I can, and
that's a lie.
As much as I can, I said, not often, but
as much as I feel like.
Well, I had Captain Hook at 17 yards, but I didn't trim enough shooting lanes, so I couldn't take a shot.
Yeah, we should talk about Captain Hook here after you get done explaining yourself.
Yeah, but our group we hunt with, we're shotgun season's like Christmas for us. We meet at Ailes' basement.
It's a camaraderie thing.
Yeah, have breakfast. Everybody
been there.
Gets a plan. Yeah. You went there. Next thing you know, Steve's drunk on a tractor driving around the yard. That's
cool. Someone else's family heirloom.
Yeah, an antique tractor. And I got a gun pulled on me that night. I may have had a shotgun pulled on me that night. I don't know. Allegedly.
I try to get in the stand with my bow as much as possible. And then, haven't had any luck this year, but it'll happen.
You had a good deer underneath you, though, with Captain Hook. He disappeared, didn't he, this year?
I didn't see him at all on camera, nothing this year, so I'm not sure.
But just someone blasted him.
Most likely.
Someone shot him with a bow.
I'm not going to deny it. Yeah, he's gone.
You don't hunt too far from one of my spots.
Probably 3 miles, maybe.
Yeah, as the crow flies.
And I mean, I've got some cool trail cam pictures. My little brother, he lives, I don't know, maybe
a mile away.
A mile and a half, 2 miles east of where I hunt from. Really.
Lift your mic up just a smidget.
And,
there you go. Perfect.
So some of the bucks he's seen on trail cameras, I've seen too, at different times of the year. But the big one that I had and that he saw too, his neighbor got it this year with a shotgun. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's gone. But, yeah, that's life, man.
You had that buck bedded underneath you. No shot at all?
I don't know. I didn't feel comfortable taking the shot. Looking back, right now, I should have shot, but I did not have a very good shooting lane. There was a ton of little sticks, and I knew I was going to nick one and not go where I wanted it to, so didn't.
It's pretty responsible of you. That's hard, for anyone to have a good buck they'd like to shoot bed underneath them and not shoot at it.
Yeah, I had pictures of it all year. We talked about it all the time. And
you had a cool little food plot in the timber there and everything. A
little kill plot.
See, you guys have the setup and the deer. You just got to be able to go bow hunting every now and again.
It's true. It's totally going to happen. I'm
just got to get out there.
I feel like this is my season, Kurt.
I hope so. This is kind of like an intervention.
Yeah. You got me all worked up now.
You got to go, man. You're on the Working Class Bow Hunter. Now, maybe this will bring you some luck of the podcast.
I'll be out there for sure.
You know, Look at the Podcast was a big theme 1 year.
Yeah, it was. I don't know why I never came back. Dude, we should have made it.
I just kind of got an old comment on everybody's success. Like, you were on the podcast 3 months ago and you killed one. You know, like, everyone we, like, most people we interview are like exceptional hunters. So it's like, well, yeah, of course they're going to kill
one. Yeah, no shit.
But it ain't going to stop us from taking claim for it. So true, maybe Bill,
right. We piggybacked on a couple of them.
You might have to come back though before next season though. I don't know if Luck of the Podcast really lasts that long.
I don't want to make it like this long again before I'm ever on. You know, being this is my first time, but
yeah,
it's too long.
I mean, we're in the off season for you guys now. Like, what's the plan? Are you going to try to shoot some snow geese, or
you know, I
waiting
know
on spring turkeys? Or
I
what?
Know you're trying to be a dickbag, Brian, but I actually talked to our sweetheart friend TJ Unger. And sometime in March, he's going to be in Illinois hunting snow geese.
Ooh.
For the Virtue. So I might just one up you and go kill a snow goose on a TV show. So
do it.
I really do want to. I've never done any waterfowl hunting at all.
None at all.
Oh fuck!
Whoa! Damn! Pulled my mic stand out of its
Dude,
mouth.
Be easy with
that. Set screw was not tight. I've always wanted to do it, and I just never have.
It's kind of like bow hunting. I go as much as I can, about three times a year, and.
I heard it's a black. Like,
it's a riot.
I think it'd be weird to like cook breakfast.
I'd say it's a lot
that's
different.
That's part about it. Like, just you don't have to be quiet either. You can.
Well, the thing I want to do is I want to podcast from the blind.
talk to Ailes.
Yeah, we should do that with Ailes. It'd be fun.
Yeah, dude, he wanted to take me turkey hunting the night that moped did a burnout. Me and him were out there.
Eric, have you ever done that? I feel like that's something you've dabbled in.
What?
You just seem like the type of dude that's like, oh yeah, I've dabbled in some waterfowl.
You duck on it.
Oh fuck yeah, dude.
See, that's what I mean. Like, never talked about it, but it's like, yeah, he's done it.
Oh fuck yeah.
You can't. I mean, the working class bow hunter doesn't just working class bow hunt. He gets out and shoots other things too. Right?
It's like, been a long ass time. I was probably fucking 15, 16 the last time I've done it. But
how much is it for like a non-resident? I wonder to get some tags for Illinois for like that type of hunting.
That's a good question.
I have no idea. I don't,
because snow goose is unlimited, isn't it?
Still, yeah.
You kill as many as you want.
No, yeah,
plugs. I think like, my 12 gauge will hold extension on, no plugs.
Yep.
If you're gonna control,
and when them fuckers come in, it's thousands of those goddamn things.
Really?
It's thousands fucking, of those goddamn things.
It's fucking insane.
It is insane.
That's the best description of a flock of birds I've ever actually had. Thousands of those goddamn things.
You have four days where you watch, like, and I'm not kidding, a million fly over, but...
So, you know, hold on. You can shoot as many as you want a day or a season or...
Snow geese in season. You can unlimited, like... Yeah, as many as you want. My gun holds 11 shots, and you just shoot until you have no more bullets. Like,
you can reload and keep shooting, can't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You won't have time, but you can't. Hypothetically.
Because last year was the first time I seen them land in a field. I've always seen them flying high. You know how they fly real high. But they landed in a field out by my hunt property, and I'm not shitting you. There was fucking... Mm-hmm. I don't even know how
Eric's
many.
Eric's harsh with the F-bombs. I love thousands, Eric's description thousands of birds.
Hey, just, but yeah, the snow looks like there. I mean, the field looks like there's a snow covering. There'll be thousands of birds. Yeah.
I've never even seen that like driving by a field though. I don't feel like.
I mean, they're everywhere between here and Alexis. You'll see them.
You've never seen it in Canada.
Hey, but now that the government isn't shut down, birds are a thing again. You guys saw those stupid ass memes.
I just
dumbass memes that are like, dude, birds aren't real things. They're just drones that the government controls that power up by landing on power lines. I'm like, why is this a thing, dude? I hate the internet. I quit the internet for a week after that.
So no, I do want to go. I think it'd be a ton of fun. We should go.
Yeah,
I don't have a shotgun though.
See, we never had blinds though. We just laid in the cornfield
pits. We got pits. Yeah. We got some layout blinds.
Layout blinds. Yep.
How good eating are these things?
I make snow goose jerky out of them, or like Ailes. He makes goose tacos. And
oh really? Just grind it up.
And that, yeah.
Like an Italian goose, like Italian beef. It's real good too. I like Italian
really?
Deer as well too. I mean, it's all it's.
Can you, like wh- how good. Would is how's like a snow goose breast just right on the grill or on the
snow goose? Actually,
it's okay on the grill and.
Like the speckle bellies, if you can get some of those breasts, they're like eating a steak, in my opinion.
What's
like
a speckle belly?
It's another type of goose.
So Canadian, speckle belly, and snow geese? Is that like the three?
Yep, Canadian, specks, and snow geese are the main three that we're going to see here in Illinois.
So speckle belly are the best. What makes them better, do you know, than like something else?
I don't know. They just call them the filet mignon of the sky.
Oh, shit.
I don't know if it's diet.
I don't know. Like, throughout the season or what. But
really? I would think they'd all eat the same stuff.
They all claim they're better.
I heard the best eating is, I was watching Meat Eater once, and I think they're down in Texas eating the Sandhill Crane. Yeah.
Crane.
They said those are delicious. I'm like,
I don't think we can shoot cranes here. No,
you cannot. No,
don't shoot them.
Cranes and eagles.
Yeah, there's a rail season. Or eagles here in town.
Yeah.
No eagle meat.
Yeah, there's a sandhill season in Illinois.
Is there really?
Yeah, you can only shoot like two of them. But yeah.
Man, what happened to your mic, man?
I don't know. I've got it like slammed in my mouth. Like if it gets any closer, I'm chewing on it. I
might be turning up the wrong mic.
You're be making out with it over there.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, there.
Yeah, you're God turning damn. Up Steve's. You I don't
got,
want to do that.
Yeah, I got you guys mixed up over there.
Ding-a-ling.
Aww. Ding-a-ling. I'm controlling a lot of shit over here. Yeah, dude, I want to do it. You can cook breakfast out in the pit and all that.
Yeah, just cook breakfast, eat the shit, it's a good time.
We might as well do a podcast in one. That'd be fun.
Fire up heaters. I mean, yeah, you're not cold.
Except hey. Freezing your ass off. You got nice.
Did you guys see that thing that was going on Facebook? It was like they call it the Taj Mahal of like the it's out
no,
in the
we
middle.
Didn't, Steve.
It's out in the middle of a swamp. Looks like and
I did you're talking dude, a duck yeah. blind or a goose blind.
Yeah, I think it was a duck blind. Yeah, it looked like
yeah,
I don't know how they
and shit and it was really nice.
I don't know how they did it. I don't know if they took like a sea can out there, but there was like a whole living room. TVs, there's like a little kitchen, a little bathroom, and you walk out and there's the blind. I'm like, come on, dude. They're like,
you ever tell a lot of guys do it, actually. Like, surprisingly enough, there's a lot like that.
Really?
Really.
They're real nice. Do you guys think about how, like, when you're driving from, like, Sherrard to the cities, you start looking out in the fields, you see, like, deer stands or deer blinds.
Yeah.
Like, this time of year is perfect for it because there's no leaves. You can see it, you know, long distance. If you go around Andalusia, like, over by... you know, 280 over that way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All those wetlands. Look out there sometime. All those big clumps of, like, sticks
yeah.
in the middle
I've
of nowhere.
I've seen some, like, big...
duck blinds, like, everywhere.
Yeah, when you're coming off of the 280 bridge, coming into Illinois, you can look left and right. And, yeah, it looks like they just built, you know, like a 100-foot, or not 100-foot, probably 80-foot by, you know, 10-foot blind. I'm just like, dude, looks like...
So let's talk about the, like, where...
It looks awesome.
You guys just get permission to set a blind up in a field, in a crop field?
Yeah, how does this work?
Just depends. There's a...
we're ignorant on this, which is... we've already admitted that. I got to keep hammering that in.
We're not pros by any means. Our buddy's like, you know, reader
I feel
nails,
like you
so.
Guys just like to dabble in a little bit of all types of outdoor activities.
You,
like,
just an outdoors
read me
guy.
Like
I
a
know.
Book.
You know what I mean? Like, fishing. Like, fishing. Like, you guys like to hunt, but you're not like... I feel like I helped you, Brian, get a little more, like...
You kind of brought me back into bow, and, like, I went with work and everything, I was traveling a ton earlier, you know, early on, and, I was gone the entire bow season. You know,
right,
if I was home, I didn't have time to even get started on hunting, so...
Yeah.
Different job, things kind of loosen up a little bit, I can get out a little more, not nearly as much as I want to, but...
I was just talking to some... Fuck, who was it? It might have been down at ATA. We were talking about how... Like us, like me, Eric, Tank gets out a little more than we do. But like me and Eric are just dove so hard in. And Steve, I'm just kind of you're in that gray area somewhere. Me and Eric are dove so hard in. He's trying to fist bump you. You're leaving him hanging.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Me and Eric are dove so hard into like bow hunting deer and bow hunting other things like big game that we're so channeled that direction that everything else has kind of like lost its interest for us. Is that fair, Eric?
Yeah, I mean,
I do remember you telling me that you disapproved of dove hunting because you thought the shotguns would scare all the deer away.
I would never dove hunt on my own ground right before deer season
That's
opens.
I do every year. It's amazing.
How many deer do you kill?
Well, it depends. I mean, this year was a rough year. Let's go with zero. Falling under that tree, I kind of took a few days off after that.
Let's go with zero.
But yeah, you're kind of right.
I could have shot
but
some.
See, I dabbled in everything before I started bow hunting. Like, we waterfowl hunt, we fished, ice fishing.
Yeah. You are a big ice fisherman still.
Yeah.
Like,
I still get
big
out.
Into bird hunting. Like, you like your pheasants and you like your fishing. But you, the Johnson boys, I feel like you guys... You dabbled a little bit of everywhere, and I kind of envy that in a way because, don't get me wrong, I would rather kill a 150-inch buck every year and then nothing else for the rest of the year if I could do that. That's how much I love deer. But it's also really appealing to me to be like, I got some pheasant meat in the freezer. Oh, yeah, I got some duck meat. Oh, I got some goose meat. Oh, I got some rabbit in there. Like, what do you want to make tonight? We could do like a rabbit roast or whatever.
Squirrel.
Yeah, it's like some squirrel, anything. Awesome. You know?
So that's like
that's appealing to me.
It's fun.
That's like our buddy Brandon McQueath. Dude, he's always into – he's taking me, you know, bow fishing. He's trying to get me duck hunting. Got deer hunts.
That might be your Scroll calling. Out. You want to hand me a mother's milk?
Yeah, that's what you say. Or what did you say? You're like, Steve, you were born to be a shotgun hunter.
Dude, yeah, you're a natural born, like, stereotypical shotgun hunter, man.
Get out three times a year, baby.
I want to get in on this bow hunting this spring. I mean, that's right around the corner.
For turkeys?
Oh, I'm sorry, the bow fishing. Bow fishing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Bow fishing. Everything's all flooded up.
I haven't been bow fishing for like 3 years, but I love it. And I just, because I don't have a boat. Tank got me into it. We used to do like, ditch bow fishing.
Yeah, backwater, flooded,
yeah.
Rock River stuff.
Yeah. But then we rigged up like, he had a, do you still have that John boat?
Oh, yeah, I still have the platform. I have everything. Let's go right now.
Right now,
hey, no, there's gonna be rocks out of space.
We cut some 3/4-inch plywood up for the front of this John boat, and I don't even think we screwed it in, did we?
No, it was removable, so I could still pick up the boat by myself and throw it in the back of my truck because I'm a redneck hillbilly.
And we spread bed liner on the whole front of it, and we had a trolling motor on the back, and we'd share the same bow. One of us would film and control the motor, and we'd go around. We shot some big carp,
yeah,
and then we'd switch.
There's people that bow fish through the ice.
That's insane.
Like, they'll drill a giant hole, and then they'll chum it with corn or something, wait for the carp to come up. Yeah,
chainsaw a big hole in it. It's funny that you say that. Like, so we went ice fishing on Monday, and I was out there, and I found some corn on the ice. I'm like, what is going on out here?
People chumming, man.
That's legal?
Yeah. I have no idea.
Is it really?
It is in Iowa, I guess. I've never done it.
Wasn't it illegal? Like,
no supplemental feeding for fish.
Pour some big time down there.
Yeah. Like some cherry rush.
CWD of the sea. Jesus. What's that, like? I thought it was illegal, like, take WD-40 and spray it on the surface.
Yeah, is that shit illegal? Yeah.
I mean, number one, you're putting a chemical in.
It's a chemical in the water, you dipshit.
Hey, yeah, but I thought it was illegal for... like baiting. I didn't know. Like, I don't know if it was like the environmental, but it was like
try stink bait. Yeah.
hey, Steve, did you know putting dynamite in the water is also illegal? I mean,
why? Yeah. I thought this was America. This is bullshit. Yeah.
I want to blow up some fish.
Steve, you went bow fishing last year and shot some fish.
I did. I went with Brandon Bequeath, and we went out. So we went out at night, and apparently that's the best time to do it because the way that he has his boat set up. So they got this really nice setup. Him and a good homie, Tim Knotman, that's what I call him. We went out, and on the boat, they have this, and they made it out of mostly aluminum, but they have a platform up there, and they set some lights under the boat, so they're under the water illuminating everything. And the first couple times you go out, dude, they were like, you're up to bat, we're going to watch for you, someone's going to control, you know, they just wanted to see me get into it. I was up there for like 30 minutes, and Brandon's like, fish, fish, fish. Dude, I did not see him. I finally realized what I was looking at. And
you got to train your eyes for that shit.
Yeah, when you shoot your first fish, dude, it's incredible, man. You pull them up.
You got to shoot under it, right?
Yeah, you shoot under it because of the way that the reflection works. I'm not a
parallax
scientist.
Parallax or something?
I'm not a scientist. Yeah. I mean, you white-collar guys are a devil and everything. But the first – and I ended up shooting about like 4 or 5 fish that night. And it was just that was
how many times did you shoot the bow?
7 times. I missed twice. I missed twice.
Then it doesn't add up to 7.
Yeah, he had to dry fire.
Missed twice, but I shot 5. I shot the bow 7 times. 4 or 5, something like that. I don't know. Dude, I don't remember. Jesus. This is a while ago. But the cool thing was, you know, you're just out there, you're with your buddies, and, you know, you're kind of trying to be quiet because you're really trying to get these fish to the surface. But that was one of those really, really fun times that, dude, you're just out with your buddies. And they said, you know, kind of duck hunting is almost that same way. And I like being outdoors with people and doing shit like that. So I will be bow fishing a lot this summer.
See, I think that's why I got into ice fishing that hard, because after bow season, you're just so worn out of being quiet.
You're mentally exhausted.
Yes,
a bit,
and then at ice fishing, you can have a bunch of buddies out there bullshitting.
A bunch of beers don't ever get warm.
I've got an idea, too, for this summer. I want to cordially invite all of you guys to come down, and I don't know if you're into it or not, but frog gigging.
Oh, yeah.
I'd love that.
What is it? Frog gigging.
I haven't done that
the
in fucking
that?
Years.
So, you seriously never been frog gigging?
What?
What the fuck? No, what
frog
are you
gigging?
Gig yeah. What?
So like
Jesus, dude.
Where you take the three prong and you
Like
you don't have to gig.
When I was younger, I gigged because I just thought it was fun to do it. But it's way more efficient just to lay on the front of a John boat, and you got like a just a headlamp on, and grab with your hand, knock him in the head, you know, and throw him in your basket.
No, and
frog legs.
Bill, raise that
amazing.
Mic up a little bit.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I never knew what that was called. I always saw them like at like you know the bait stores or whatever, where you can get just like a broomstick handle or whatever. Yeah. You know, some EMT if you want to screw it in. But yeah, you get that little prong thing,
little gig.
Who makes that? Berkeley. Something like that.
Oh, it's all they're small mom and pop deals usually on the.
It's like
gigs.
A little trident.
Yeah.
I thought Berkeley made them. Like,
it's what it is,
Steve. You know, exactly like we've given you shit. By the way, I meant to give a Hang and Bang update at the beginning of the episode. But we're too far in now.
Oh yeah,
I was gonna say like everyone that applied for Hang and Bang already has better credentials than you.
Hey, that a podcast spot might open up.
Which, by the way, Team Hang and Bang apps got to close in like the next day after this release because we have so many applications. Like, it's going to take us a month to get
That's
through.
That's good.
But, you know, we always gave you shit really hard to try and motivate you to hunt. And I feel like you just didn't know to admit, and maybe I'm wrong. I'm just assuming this.
You're probably right.
You didn't know to admit that. Yeah, you like hunting a little bit, but you're here more for the camaraderie, which is still fine. But you never said that. You always talk about, man, I want to get on a good deer. I just want to like break the ice on that. So then I would always be like, you motherfucker, you go hunting, and call you in the morning before I go. And if you had just been like, dude, I like to hunt. I'd like to kill a big deer, but I just enjoy the camaraderie more. If you would have been just honest about your intentions, it would have completely changed the dynamic of the whole. Maybe our podcast wouldn't be doing as good as it did.
Probably
as it has
tanked.
Been. Yeah, probably would have tanked like episode 3. But here we are.
But we figured that out like within the first year.
Yeah, I thought that, but I was like, dude, what do you want to do? And you just like, I feel like you always beat around the bush, but. It's everything's fine. It's good, but I'm just saying.
It's okay. But let's bring up the old wounds.
Yeah.
No,
you're still an idiot.
Maybe you're just a dabbler in all sorts of hunting. Maybe you're just a Johnson. Maybe you're the Lost Johnson. Maybe we could just call you Lost Dog Johnson.
We always thought there was a triplet floating around.
Then it could be
found him. You're not quite as handsome, but.
What year were you guys born in?
Lost G 86ers.
I don't know, dude. I'm graying really early for being 29. I think if I was 32, 33, whatever the fuck you guys are.
Yeah, but you got dark hair, though. Dark hair, dudes. Like, Tang, I'm surprised you're not going, oh, your beard's just dark.
Yeah. I got a few gray hairs, but I take care of them.
I take care of them.
He plucked them shits or what?
In the 20s, now they 10s, man, but I keep them clean.
We need to go snow goose hunting, man. And ice fishing. We need to do some ice fishing.
You've never been ice fishing, have you?
Never. Dude, I was supposed to go last week, but we just didn't do it.
Hey, make sure the ice is thick enough. Say this last week really put a number, did a number to the ice we had.
No, we're going this weekend.
No, it didn't.
Are you this weekend?
Still I just got my new hut.
Still good?
Is there enough ice?
Oh, yeah.
It was like, when I was out Monday, it was like a strong 10 inches thick.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Story and
just don't go on the river.
Yeah.
No, don't do that.
10 inches?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. It was.
I was thinking about riding my quad out there.
That's almost enough for a car. What's a car? What do they say, 10 to 12?
Yeah.
12? Yeah.
I think it's 12.
Yeah. I mean, Curtis, my 10 inches like is huge, so I mean, it kind of goes along. It's hand in hand with the safety harness.
Hey,
maybe drill a hole on the outer edge where it's 4 foot deep and you can still stand, and then go drill your hole in the middle.
Oh, yeah,
there's one out there.
Test it out. Look at the first strap before you get to the top.
there was a post floating around it. I think it was on like a Facebook Marketplace. I don't know if it was real or not, but. Somebody had like a Saturn station wagon that they go, hey, this is the best ice fishing
thing. You said that to me.
Yeah, in the back seat.
It was like, this is the best ice fishing thing. And yeah, they just drilled the holes out. So you're just kicking it with your homies, you know? I couldn't ice fish because I would giggle about how stupid looking that reel is, that rod and reel.
the little thing.
I'm like, dude, it's just like miniature. It's just like a kid's toy.
You see the one I got? It's called Tickle Stick.
Oh, what?
A tickle stick. You laugh your ass off the whole time.
Dude, I'm a child.
It seems too immature to do any sort of outdoor activities.
Hell no. Like, dude,
I think you're not a gun hunter. Dude. You just shot yourself already.
Right in the foot.
Yeah, I tickle stick, I would be laughing the whole time. I don't know how you guys sit
there. Steve, do you feel like you'd be a more successful gun hunter?
For sure.
Oh, dude, hell yeah. Are you kidding me? Dude, I know dipshits that don't know shit about shit, but kill some big deer with guns.
You just said shit a lot in that sentence.
Because you're always talking to a guy like, you know, they're from like a small town like Alexis or something. It's like, hey, man, you hunt? You know, not really. You know, I
you should have seen the deer I passed this year.
They shoot like seven days a year. Yeah, they're shooting like 170 inch deer. Like, it was a nice buck. I blew him away. I'm like, well, what the hell did you do? Like, did you bow hunt? Oh, no. I'm like, come on, guy. You know, I don't know. I think I'd be, if I was a gun hunter, I'd probably be the top gun hunter in Illinois. I'm just throwing it out there.
The top?
Top guy, yeah.
It's a bold statement.
Dude, do you give me a gun?
Mr. So. Brian, did you have a comment?
No. I forgot. Oh. Retract.
I had a gun hunter say that to me one time. And I'm not trying to like loop it in. It's a dude that only gun hunts. He doesn't bow hunt. I know him. And the first time I met him, I showed him my eight, the eight I got back from Mark. I was bullshitting with him, talking about deer hunting, you know. Let's show him this picture, and he's like, you should have seen the buck I passed this year. I swear to God. I was like, yep, I'm never talking to anybody random at a bar about deer hunting. And they're like, you obviously don't know anything. Like, I can't do this.
At least I showed you the buck I passed.
You did.
Hey,
you passed a good one, man.
I put my gun down and took a picture of it.
Yeah, it's a good buck. I mean, the buck you killed was, he's a 150, essentially.
Yeah.
Wouldn't he? Right?
Yeah, I didn't. I mean, I scored it myself at like 146 and an eighth or something.
It's a big buck, yeah, man.
Did you take paid vacation day to kill that?
On that, it's hard telling. But yes, yeah. I do take. Shotgun season's like, that's vacation every year for sure. Well, because it always happens on my birthday, too, so I always get my birthday.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Do you tuck your camo in, too?
Absolutely.
Burn. Your camo's got stupid ass collars too. This is the only jackass that hunts in camo polos.
How long did you guys' wives let you hunt for you to be back in the morning?
Yeah.
I guess it'd just be 35.
Do you gotta be back before the street lights come on?
Depends if laundry needs done or
35 minutes, is that what you get in the morning, Bill?
Maybe 45 if I'm good, you know, if I started some laundry, it's ready to dry, you know, because it takes about an hour cycle, so.
Yeah. Get out there before it's done. You got Alexa telling you on your app that laundry's done, better get back and fold it for mommy wakes up.
I mean, how often do you guys have to check in when you're hunting, for real? Like, for your wives, like, you know, send an update text?
I'm just not going to answer that, actually.
I got an actual question. Do your wives think you're not hunting when you're actually hunting?
Actually, still going to probably stay away from that one, too.
Damn, dude.
Caitlin has made the comment before. She's like, how come you never come home with anything?
God.
Like, trying to imply.
So, like, yeah. I mean, kick me while I'm down.
They probably think you're at the tavern doing burnouts on a moped or some shit.
I'm sure she's made that comment before. Yeah.
How come you never kill any deer, Brian? You see other women?
Are you hunting? Because you never bring anything home.
Hey, dude, would you rather admit, would you rather like lie to your wife and say, yes, you're having an affair than have to admit that you're a terrible hunter? I sure as shit would.
No, I don't think so.
I'm seeing another lady, not just be like, yeah, I bust every deer out of the property that I hunt.
Yeah, you don't create problems where you live. You create problems with your boys.
Don't shit in your bed, Steve.
That's great. What else can we make fun of you guys about?
Sky's the limit, really.
Let's talk about Jigsus and Alexis. I mean, we're beyond just, we're bullshit now, full blown blast.
Great place. Small town
Alexis
bar.
If you ever want to put
is
small
this the
town
only
Illinois,
bar in Alexis?
No,
there's two.
Hootie's Hangout. Do you remember?
No, Hooties is gone. Hooties is gone.
I can't remember. Is that me? That's me.
Hooties went out of town now. So
what? It's gone now.
Okay, okay. I'm muting the wrong mic. I can get those two.
Well,
mixed
you
up.
Can mute him too.
Do you remember your bachelor party? I went to go have a drink there, and you guys found me over there.
That bar is like a nicer bar, but it's not as happening.
They're just out of business.
So yeah, Hooties shut down, and then now there's one up the street, and like for the last years, I mean like 30 years, there's been a bar up the street. You know, there's always one. A North Tavern.
I thought right next door they used to be a bar.
There's always another bar, but it's not Jigs.
How many people are in Alexis? 800? 700?
800? Science is 900.
Dang, dude, that's bigger than Sherrard.
Yeah, it is.
That's bigger than my town I live in now. It's only 300.
Yours is 300?
Yeah.
Damn. What town are you in, actually?
Donahue.
Oh, Donahue's that small.
Nice.
We got two taverns.
Donahue?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got the Whitetail. No, is that the one?
What?
You guys had the fancy tavern, right, when you pull in town? Right by your place.
Depot? The Depot and Don's Pub.
Don's
Pub's great.
Is that the one on the right when you pull into the town?
They're both on the right.
Oh, the right
Yeah,
next
they're
to
right across the
they're
street
right
from
across
each
street
other.
From each other.
Oh, shit. One of them looks really nice.
Eric's going to take us. Eric's going to take us on the Iowa bar tour. Like, we're going to hit like five towns.
Dude, we can get Austin, get the limo out, and we can pull the Johnson boys away from their wives for a bit.
I got to tell you guys a BNS.
Where the hell is that?
It's in Follett, Iowa.
I've never heard either one, but they sound like a good time.
Oh, it's a total shithole.
Hole-in-the-wall bars are the best, and they have the best food.
Hey,
they heat the place with a wood burner.
That's
really?
Yes.
Funny story. Some chick matched me on Bumble that Kurt grabbed.
I'm already laughing.
And she, like, the Bumble women have to message first. So the first message she decides to send me, she goes,
"Hey, can I sip through your matches here? Pull up, give me your phone."
Oh, hold on. Oh, it's on airplane mode.
No, pull it off. I'll give you an excuse. You can pull it off.
Not yet. I want to tell you to see his messages.
We're going to close this episode out with this. Yeah, dude, I'm going to read your messages on air.
Come on, do not.
Fucking right I am. You have to. You're in. You're going to disappoint our listeners, man. They're already upset this is a BS episode.
All right, I will let you read one because so you know I'm not lying.
Just give me your goddamn app. Tell your story, though, first.
Okay, so I will read this on air, and so you will be...
I think it'd be funnier if I read it.
Yeah, would. Oh shit!
Well, tell us your story.
So this chick messages me, and I'm gonna read it right now.
Let me read it, man.
Hold on.
Let me commentate, and then you can come in and cut me off when you gotta tell.
Okay.
Give me here. Give me your phone.
Here, read that one. That's the first message that chick sent.
Okay, this is Bumble.
Yeah, chick just messaged me before I got here. Read that shit.
Okay, so yellow is her.
Yellow is her. She's the first message.
So that's her initiation message?
Yes, you have to on Bumble.
Where's this fine lady from?
I think the Quad City. So
can I look at a photo of her first before I read this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Just click on this.
I don't. Yeah,
oh, you gotta show. You gotta show all of us.
There's Hannah.
Come on, dude! Why'd you say her name?
I'm just. She looks like a nice girl.
Yeah, she was very nice.
Is there more photos? Here we go.
Yeah, I don't know.
Nice, Steve.
She looks like every girl you've ever dated.
I know. All right. Oh, wait, no. Let me get him a Miller Lite joint.
She initiates. This is today.
Huh?
This is today.
Another case out there. Oh, okay.
So she messages. This is how she starts.
This is how Bumble has to work. So Bumble, they protect women, so you have to. The women have to message first because all of a sudden it's like Tinder. It's like, hey, here's a picture of my Johnson, not a twin brother, but you know.
Oh man, you're an asshole.
No, this is how
she opens up the conversation. Best dive bar in town, in your opinion.
So what do I say?
Not sure about in town, but Jigs and Alexis is great. She said, that must be a small town bar. Those are usually pretty fun. Steve says, oh, it's a blast. She says, I will have to check it out sometime. Steve leaves her on read.
Do it because we started the podcast. She said that
to me. Can I respond?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm not going to sink your ship.
No, go ahead, brother. Dude, I'm looking out for the Johnson brothers. I'm like, yo, if we're going to date, you got to meet the Johnson brothers first.
and Alexis.
I don't really know. This girl right out the gate asked you for the best dive bar in town, so I'm assuming I'm just going to say we should head out there sometime, and let's see if this sweet young lady has to respond with. All right, let me go back to your messages here. How do I do this? Okay, so damn, you've been doing work here. Let's see how many girls you left on read.
Unread?
Read. Allison.
Unread.
Okay, this is the one I sunk. I sunk in first.
Can I have a Bush Latte, please?
Do you have another preference? Gotcha.
Okay, hold on.
Wait, I left that one unread?
Unread.
This is the chick that was like, I haven't been in a long-term relationship since 2014.
Oh, no, dude, no.
No.
Steve said, that's a long time of being single. You haven't seen anyone since? And she gives an over-explanation.
Thank you, sir.
Ooh,
these are cold as shit.
Oh, yeah. That's crazy. I'm pretty much a giant child, so it sounds like you'd be able to handle me. As long as you know how to adult when the time is necessary.
That's what Kurt said, dude. That shit was awesome.
Maybe I do. Maybe I don't. And she responded with the LOL with the emoji that has her hands up in the air like, I don't know. And that Steve never messaged her back after that.
I thought I did.
Dang, man.
Hey, don't read that. Don't read that second to last one.
That's the one I'm on.
Do not read that one.
All right.
out loud or
hey, how's it going?
General?
This
reminds me of the Dwyer's and Michaels thing where they always
carry on. I'll find the good to this.
Hey, dude, Tinder fell off. I did get a new match on Tinder, so if you want to start that one, go to Tinder.
He's got to read this shit.
Did your Sunday go well, Steve? Yeah, it was pretty good, actually. Spent some time in the woods looking for antler sheds, then hit a few microbreweries up that I've been meaning to stop by. Not a bad day at all. What keeps you up at this hour? What time is this? This is almost 1 in the morning on a Sunday? Like, no other podcast is reading this shit.
That was Super Bowl Sunday, dude.
She gives you a super bland.
I know which one you're talking about now, yeah.
Watching some movies, a little insomnia. I'll probably regret it tomorrow. Steve responds, I hear that. Mine is alien documentaries and video games. Maybe a little alcohol thrown in there, too, on a Sunday. Dude, no wonder you have women problems, man.
Yeah, you're fucking...
Oh, no, I've got no problems.
Yeah, this girl's rolling with it. Sounds like you had a nice night. How's the day going? And you're just doing the old casual.
Oh, yeah.
Where's the good stuff?
Where's
Dude,
the good stuff?
That's a good one. You're fine there. Maybe this one's the one you don't want me to read.
Yeah, because there's personal information out there.
Well, you put yourself
not, not bad, not bad.
Your credit card number or what?
No, yeah, social security numbers. You know, because that's how I ask women. I'm like, hey, can I get like the 4 digits? Hey, let me see which one that is.
Oh, he's scared.
I'm not
Look
scared.
At, he's standing. I wish people could see this. He's standing up right now.
Steve hit this girl with a hell. How are ya?
How are ya?
Go to Tinder because there's the one chick that you messaged left me on red, but I got a new match.
Damn, these are boring.
How many of these apps do you have?
Just two. Maybe more.
How many is there anymore? This is way before my fucking
dude, this
game.
Is really
There's
like
nothing embarrassing on there. You're
no,
fine.
go to Tinder.
Oh, I don't know how to get off to your home screen.
Hit swipe up. It's an iPhone X, ladies.
Billy, what do you think about all this?
It's impressive.
Can I swipe on these? Oh, is this a match?
No. You can swipe on whatever you want.
Won't let me.
These apps. Were
oh yeah, hit that arrow down.
Way before my time.
Yeah. This.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and that's how you can swipe. So there you go, Kurt's swiping away.
Well, it was just a picture of a dog. He swiped right on.
Dude, I was at work. I was at work, and there was a picture of a couple. And I'm not making this up because there's sometimes on Tinder you find the couples that are like, "Hey, me and my
Did
husband."
You swipe
like,
right?
Got to... I didn't, but my buddy's like, "Oh, let me see that." Just swipe right.
You have two new matches.
Two of them.
I got a piss.
Search two. All right, here. Okay. We're completely off the rails right now.
Dude, we are.
Thanks, match with this chick and never messaged her.
Which one?
Jamie.
Oh, yeah.
J-A-Y-M-I.
That was like as
Fuck
I was...
Fuck her, dude. She's no good right
Come
out the gate.
On. All
right,
tell her that. Like, yo, your name sucks.
I'm kidding. All right, boys. We're getting off the charts here.
Come on. Yeah, what are we
doing? Anything else you guys need to cover? I don't want to end it. I want to milk this Billy being on the podcast for as long as we can.
Because this is the last time we're going to see
him. Are we doing
him.
Key takeaways from the podcast? Or like maybe just a message you want to send?
Shit, we should hit him with rapid fire.
Let's do three key takeaways that Billy got from this show, and then we can hit Brian Deck since Billy was second out of the
takeaways
womb.
Takeaways from the show or what he wants to deliver to somebody else?
Billy, talk first.
Key takeaways from the show.
Oh, this is Billy. Okay.
I would say first and foremost, ladies and gents, children, pay attention to your ladder stands, even your clamp-ons like Curtis.
Clamp-ons? Dude, that's a new term. Hang and bang? Yeah, if you hang and bang, you clamp on your stand.
Make sure you're using your fall protection. That's the biggest thing.
100%.
Because it's real legit. It's be careful. That's bad. Or it could be like me, ground a pound, stay low. Use the brush as your advantage.
Stay low.
Dude, the only thing he's going to worry about is getting a splinter from that wood he's whittling in the blind.
Spitting sunflower seeds all over the inside of the blind.
Yeah, shit. What is your ground blind snack?
Actually, funny you ask, I usually go with the orange slices. Mm-hmm. And some gummy worms.
You're talking the candy orange slices?
And beef jerky. I don't know if she has like two for one at Casey's candy orange slices.
Dude,
it's on the way.
Casey's gummy sharks.
Old trapper.
Is the
Old trap. Dude, gummy sharks are solid.
Dude, 100%. Whatever gas station you go to, they're always good.
Yep. You're in on that circus peanuts?
I love circus peanuts. I don't even know you.
Those are disgusting.
Shut the hell up with that
Why would
bullshit.
You put that in your mouth, first of all?
I swear to God, you're the dumbest man I've ever met.
No, what?
Oil the door.
Hell yeah, I did.
Oil the door.
The lube on the old door.
Man, this is a loose one. All right. So,
and my last takeaway, I guess, would be Billy, get out there and go bow hunting.
Nice. Brian?
Oh, thanks for having us, guys. Had a good time. I mean, just I encourage everybody to take a youngster out, take him out fishing. You know, weather's going to get warm.
Mushroom season coming up.
Oh, yeah. Mushroom
hunting.
Hold on, huh? Mushroom hunting.
Shed season, then turkey, then mushroom.
Shed season and mushroom hunting is the same thing, but.
They both do it.
Not even close.
Hey, we should be getting some sheds in the next like week or two. Or
also, wear your safety gear.
Absolutely.
Erica's peeing when we were talking about that.
Yeah, but still, it's not a bad point to bring up.
Oh, no. Shed's coming in hot. I got one under the belt already.
I went out looking. I didn't see it. But you know what was nice? Even after it was extreme cold, dude, I saw a shitload of fresh deer signs. So that was really encouraging. I was like, dude, deer are tough.
Cool. Sorry, bro.
What is it? Oh, okay. All right. Fine.
Have your does dropped any antlers yet?
No, but they probably drop antlers bigger than the one I shot.
God. Well, I think that laughter that came to a halt will shut her down right there.
I'm sorry, guys.
Thanks, everyone. We figured this would be a fun BS one. Don't send us an email if you didn't like it. We don't care. We love you. Go shoot your bow.